Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest. It's Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Absolutely.
I was not ready for the record button today.
Wild time here today. Boy, let me tell you. Boy, howdy.
Yeah. So Tuesday. And what do? We have tech tips.
We have a tech tip. And so people ask our tech team often why their old computer is so slow and why it can't be made as fast as it once was. You know, it used to be you could say, speed up my computer, and there were ways to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And now technology moves so fast, you just literally can't get it sped up to the point that it should be after a while. So, Diana, take it away here.
Right. Explain to us some of these things. Are some possible causes for the reason why your computer might be running a little bit slower than you were used to. There could be a slower boot due to installed software.
What's a boot? A cowboy boot? No, that's not what you mean.
No. Boot up, like starting up.
Ah, yeah, mm-hmm. Starting up.
So if you install software, device drivers, or other applications that request to be loaded upon your computer's boot up, naturally your computer will start slower because all of those other things are starting
right,
up.
Right, exactly.
With it.
Like security software such as firewalls, antivirus applications, they all must start up immediately to increase that security. And, you know, so it just slows down your computer, so it just takes forever to load. I remember I used to have so many applications,
yes.
You know, and on Windows, you would see them all down along the bottom,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it would just be like, oh, there's that one. Okay, that loaded. Okay, there, that loaded.
Yeah.
Okay, that loaded. Okay, that loaded. Oh, error, that one won't load. You know, I mean, yeah, so that can really slow down the boot up.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
Some software partially loads at boot so that when you launch the application, it seems to start faster.
Yeah, interesting.
Even if you don't, you know, open it later, it's partially our
even if you don't even mm-hmm. use it that session.
Now another reason might be slower overall experience due to installed software.
Right.
Just as loading those applications slow your computer's boot time, they also may require additional CPU cycles, causing your main applications such as web browsers or word processors to run slower.
Right. Plus, more tasks require additional RAM, which requires your computer to use your hard drive as virtual memory. So, you know, you can help offset this somewhat by installing additional RAM if supported by your computer. And that's what a lot of people do, is install mm-hmm. more RAM and more. But, you know, eventually you just can't install more RAM and the rest of the system just doesn't help if you do that. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's tricky. So try to keep down the number of applications, installed software that you have on your computer. And a lot of times I suggest if you're using a computer in our industry, in the music industry, if you're using it for recording, you either have to get a huge computer or just get one dedicated machine.
Right. Just use it for that.
To use for this one application mm-hmm. because it takes so much space.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're in a specific industry, you might try that.
Yes. Now, something else, thinking about hard drive fragmentation. As you write and delete files on your hard drive, the locations of files become scattered throughout, and files themselves can then become fragmented. This causes longer times to seek for and actually load the individual files, slowing down your computing experience.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never thought about that one.
It's true. They become fragmented.
Yes.
That makes sense.
And a few other possible issues quickly might be updates might be needed, possible hardware problems, or the dreaded malware.
Right. You know, so if it's too slow, just talk to your computer technician and ask him what you might do to fix it, if there's any remedy for it.
Yes.
And there may be. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.